Hello, everyone. I'm Kristen Hunt-Cathy, Chief of Communications and your host for Impact Ed, the official podcast for ALEAF ISD. As always, I'm so happy to be with you all today because you are definitely in for a treat. Today, we will be discussing our ALEAF ISD CTE and one of their amazing partnerships. So before we get started, I want our guests today to introduce themselves. So we'll start here with Jennifer Baker.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jennifer Baker. I'm the Director of Career and Technical Education here in ALEAF ISD.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jim Rosen. I'm the Director for Global Training Delivery for GE Vernova One Field Services.
All right. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello. Raymond Johnson, CTE instructor at the Marshall Center.
Wonderful. Welcome you all to the Impact Ed podcast. For some of you, it's your first time. Hopefully, it won't be your last time. So we're going to first start off. We're going to ask you this question. So can you start off by giving our listeners a quick overview of this program? So, of course, with ALEAF ISD, we have some amazing partnerships with our CTE community. So can you tell us, Ms. Baker, a little bit, and of course, everybody hop in. Tell us, give us a little bit of an overview about this partnership that we have coming up very, very soon.
Well, so this partnership is through our industrial robotics program that Mr. Johnson runs. And we're really excited about it because GE does some pretty incredible things. And one of the things our kids, what the kids were learning about, and I'm not the expert, it's Mr. Johnson that's expert, but they're learning about processes that would be in the same processes that would be found in a turbine.
Okay.
Am I saying that right, guys?
Yes.
And sure. So I think for us, we're excited about this because this is going to give our kids an opportunity for an internship and future employment with one of the biggest companies, oldest as well, too,
in the world, right?
So, yes. Yeah.
Yes. So, Mr. Okay, so if you're the teacher for this program, can you tell us about it? I know we're so excited to have you come here. Now, I'm not a science person by any means, hence why I went into communications, but this is intriguing me a little bit. So can you tell our audience a little bit about it?
Sure. Well, a lot of the things you use in advanced manufacturing, like electrical and whether it's using certain tools and torquing and so forth, all of those skills transfer to different areas. And that was one of the great things about hearing from GE is that we can use some of those skills and apply it to working on those turbines. And so we're trying to develop we're developing a partnership where we're utilize that.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. So what else can you tell us about this partnership?
Yeah, no, this is great. And what we found in doing some research is that most of your CTE programs share a lot of the common competencies with what we're looking for our entry level employees, a mechanical assistant. And so we were able to work with like Mr. Johnson and in the schools, and the content already exists, so we're just putting it together in a format that allows them to be able to come to us and have a smooth transition right into what we teach as
now, well. ALEAF ISD is one of several school districts that you all are working with, right? Because I think there was a really big ribbon cutting of sorts. So can you tell us a little bit about that partnership that you all are having? Now it's just with us, but of course we want everyone to know about those other ones as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're basically doing the same thing with Channelview ISD and Deer Park ISD as well. Right. So those three school districts are our partner districts. You all, as well as them, has helped us design the program, and I know like Raymond and my team are working to hone that curriculum and what that's going to look like.
And those are two industrial areas, of course, with Channelview and Deer Park.
Absolutely,
so perfect.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. So when you talked about the workforce, right, and of course, I think it's so important that our community knows that the business industry is wanting to work and collaborate with our school districts because you do recognize that there's some gaps out there in the workforce. So what are those gaps and how do you believe that this particular partnership will help to lessen the gap for our students?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, energy is in a massive growth.
Okay.
Everybody wants electricity. Everybody's happy with their air conditioning. So we're seeing a huge growth in electricity. I think AI, data centers, all of that has a lot to do with that. So we're in this huge bubble where we're having trouble keeping up with manufacturing demand. And we're looking at, you know, we can increase our manufacturing demand, but if we don't have the workforce to install and maintain that equipment, then that doesn't work, right? And our customers are wanting that too. And that's one of the big questions we get from our customers is, hey, we're going to spend a lot of money on this equipment. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be able to provide the installation and the maintenance support for out there? So right now we're operating about 3,300 turbines within the United States. And we're looking to add 200 to 300 per year over the next 3 to 5 years. And that's a huge amount of effort and a huge amount of workforce that
you're
going to
need to help to sustain it.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Well, we have no doubt. I know Ms. Baker and of course, Mr. Johnson will agree. Their workforce is right here in AV ISD, of course, in the epicenter of Houston, of course, and we're here right in the right place. So we're really thankful for that. So Ms. Baker, even Mr. Johnson, if you want to chime in, can you walk us through what will the students experience in this program? Because you mentioned a little bit before we were on camera about a process that will happen during the summer and then moving into the full exploration of the process in the fall.
Yeah, so right now GE is opening up intern spots for the kids in the summer, seniors that are graduating.
Wonderful.
This summer. So they have, because they've been hearing about it and they've been, these guys have come to visit and whatever. And so that's pretty exciting for those kids to have
that
opportunity.
So they won't miss out. So these are graduating seniors.
That's right.
Wonderful.
Uh-huh. And then so then starting in the fall, we have, I think, 7 students that will be a part of this program. Because I think you guys are taking maybe 20 total
from A-Leaf?
From all three schools.
From all three schools. Okay, yeah, got
so
it.
Yeah, 7 from each.
Yeah, so 7 from each. So anyway, so yeah, that starts in the fall, and that would be what? Will it be juniors or seniors?
Seniors. There will be seniors.
Okay. So class of 2027 students will start. Okay, got it.
And as soon as they graduate, hopefully like the kids that are graduating right now and they're going to get into this summer internship, well, hopefully after they go through this internship, they can be hired.
That is wonderful.
And these jobs, the kids get to travel.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, so and they make good money.
Right.
And this is like fresh out of high school completing the internship.
Correct.
That's wonderful. So can you tell us a little bit about what the students may experience for those that are accepted to the internship program?
Yeah, absolutely. So for the summer program, we're going to do a 4-week program at our training facility, and we'll bring them in. It'll be Monday through Friday. And we're going to start them off with basics, some of the things like Mr. Johnson was talking about, how to use different tools, how to do rigging. Safety is going to be a large part of that. And then the capstone that they'll do is they'll actually going to do what we call a hot gas path or a combustion inspection on one of our 6B gas turbines that we have at our training facility. So they're going to remove the combustion system. They're going to take it apart. They're going to inspect it. They're going to put it back together again, all under the instruction of, some of our senior instructors.
So it's a real job.
Most
time internships are like, getting coffee and croissants. This is a real job. They're getting their hands dirty and doing everything.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Absolutely.
Gosh, okay, I need to try to figure this out. Yeah. I never had a paid internship, so I don't know what that's like. So this sounds amazing. So let's talk about our students. Of course, we know they have so many different pathways right here in A-Leaf ISD. Some, of course, when we're talking about CCMR, some of them go on to complete college, and then others probably go right directly into the workforce, which is what we're looking at for these kids here. So for our students who aren't planning to go straight to college, what kind of opportunities will GE Vernova be able to help to provide those kids outside of what, of course, we're talking about with the internship? So like in a perfect world, I have completed the 4-week program, completed the capstone, and now what are these opportunities for me?
Yeah, so that program in specific is geared towards our mechanical assistant program, or a millwright. A lot of industries will refer to it as a millwright. It's the same thing, but they would become a mechanical assistant on one of our crews. They would work in a crew of 8 to 10 people, depending on the job. And basically, they would travel to different power plants, to different sites, and work to perform these inspections. Think of it as changing the oil in your car. You have to do that routinely. So these turbines need routine maintenance.
Got it.
And inspection, so they'll be going out and doing that. One of the great things that I think about the company is we have a very well-defined progression career path within the craft workforce. So they'll start as a mechanical assistant. They get evaluated on their competencies every quarter.
Okay.
And for every amount of competencies that they acquire, they're eligible for a raise. So it's not like they have to work For 2 years before they see a raise, they can, you know, within every quarter, they're eligible for a raise.
Okay, so kids, you hear that.
That's right.
You don't have to wait too long.
That's right.
You do the job right, you do it well, you can get that raise.
Absolutely.
Wow, that is amazing.
And the overall career path, they can go from mechanical assistant and goes turbine mechanic, okay. 1, 2, 3 supervisor. And then, you know, if they're working hard, they're motivated, within 6 years, 7 years, they can apply for a field engineering position. And we can transfer them, you know, it's a short 40-day training program, again, at our facility here in Houston. Mm-hmm. They could attend that program and they would graduate as a field engineer, which is, you know, most of our field engineers are coming in out of, you know, a 4-year degree in engineering.
Right, exactly.
So if you want to wait 3 more years, you can do that and not have college debt. And be making some money in the interim.
Selling point. That's it
go.
Right there.
That's
because,
right.
Of course, you know, here in our district, mm-hmm. we try to provide as many opportunities to our kids, to our families, that aren't burdening them, of course, with any financial.
Absolutely.
So I think that that's wonderful. So, Mr. Johns, I know this is easy. It has to be easy sale for your kids, right?
Well, not necessarily, because sometimes kids are focused on just going to college.
Right. That's
and
true.
So
yeah.
As an educator, it's kind of hard to tell them, have you thought about other pathways
yeah.
that may not involve it? The traditional way, so
yeah,
that's
but hopefully if you tell them it's like, hey, you won't be burdened with debt, maybe that'll help them a little bit.
Well, that helps.
Somebody needs to tell me that. I probably got a little bit better at math or science. I don't know. So for all three of you, I'm sure you have career paths that weren't always directly linear. I know, of course, when I talked to Jennifer a lot, she said, well, I was here, I was there, I was kind of everywhere. Mm-hmm. So what would you tell a student, I'm gonna start with you, Mr. Johnson, of course, because we just talked about mm-hmm. this, who's unsure of what comes next? So whether it is going to college, whether it is, of course, exploring a program like this, what would you tell a student if you had them right in front of you right now, especially your seniors, if you're working with kids that are gonna be ready to graduate in, gosh, a couple of months,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
What would you
up.
Tell them?
Well, I often share with them that whatever schedule you start off with, it doesn't have to stay that way.
Right.
And I let them know once you get inside of the company, you can move and do other things. So you don't have to think of it as a permanent thing that you're going to stick with for 20 years. You get to move around. You get to kind of like explore other opportunities. So
because that's what kids, they don't like that, right? They like the ability to, okay, I don't like this, I'm going to leave today, mm-hmm. which I think for people right. like us that have been working for so long, it's like, oh my God, you know, I'm used mm-hmm. to staying on a job for mm-hmm. forever. Like my high school principal just retired after 50 years. I'm like, that's too long.
Yeah.
I don't want to be there that long. I don't sure. love a job like that. But of right. course, like you said, being able to be a little bit flexible, and if it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't, but try to commit to
and
it,
you
right?
You don't lose those skills. You
That's
don't
right.
lose that experience.
That's
so,
right. That's right. Know. That's right. What about you? What would you tell them?
Yeah, so I had a very non-traditional career path. I started out in the military. I graduated from high school. I did go to college. We'll strike that from the record.
Got it.
But I ended up in the military. So I spent 20 years in the military, which is where I learned the power generation operations, the discipline, and mm-hmm. and all of that. I retired in 2012 and started working for GE at that point, and have been with them ever since. So the best advice that I could give a kid right now is. I mean, this is the best time. I wish the workforce was like this when I was in high school. This is an amazing time to be in high school right now. And there's so many opportunities out there. I got my degree later in life when somebody else paid for it.
Right.
The government
right.
paid for it.
Right.
And I would say, you know, kind of like what Mr. Johnson said, the decision you make now isn't, you're not stuck with that for mm-hmm. the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. You can change, you can make changes. So the best piece of advice I would give you is make a decision, make a step, do something, right? And if you like it, explore it. If you don't like it, you know, step away and look at it later. You can always go back to college. You can always go back.
Mm-hmm.
What you can't do is go back to when you were in high school and make a different choice, right?
That's right.
But there's a lot of opportunity out there, and I'm really excited.
Kids have so many more opportunities handed to them right now in high school than what we got.
Mm-hmm.
Because even like in Mr. Johnson's class, the skill set that he's teaching, those skills, is very transferable to several different areas.
Okay, great.
So like it transfers to AC units.
Yeah.
Transfers to like you could probably name 10 other things.
Electrical.
Yes.
Yeah. So it runs the gamut. It's not, like you said, just to be one place. Yeah. It's stacked. Okay.
So better than anywhere, probably. I mean, maybe health science, but this class that these kids can take is super transferable to so many areas.
That's awesome.
When they come out with it. And how many certifications do you offer? Like,
I can't count them all.
Is that many?
Yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. wonderful.
Yeah. So the opportunities are unbelievable in high school nowadays. In public mm-hmm. schools are really banging it out with the CTE, how we do that. I think.
Yes. Yes. I mean, of course, and we see this. I think I say it in every single podcast that we host here, just how blessed we are to be within this time, within this realm, within this building, you know, mm-hmm. just to see what it looks like. The possibilities, of course, as you say, are endless. The kids are walking away with transferable skills, real world skills, you know, not saying that home ec isn't anything, which I think it is mm-hmm. important, but something that, as you said before, it doesn't have to just stick with one particular
right.
job category. It could go to so many other ones.
Yeah, and industry-based certifications.
There you go. Okay. That
again, puts our kids in line in front of people that don't have that didn't,
yes.
didn't have the opportunities that the kids have now. There's a lot of people that didn't get these opportunities. So
oh, yeah.
our kids coming out with these certifications, and that's why these companies are interested in coming to see us, because we have what we have. Even the equipment that we have in this lab, through the company that we bought it from, I know that they're looking at, you guys are looking at potentially buying this thing. We already have it.
Yeah.
And this is going to be the trainers that we have already that
okay.
they're looking yeah. at purchasing. So that was kind of fun to find out that we were a little bit, I mean, that's cool. That
you're cutting the edge, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but that's A-Leaf. I think that's sometimes right. A-Leaf, I feel, it's like the hidden gem, right? It's like the mm-hmm. jewel, of course, the southwest side of Houston. And some people are like, well, where is A-Leaf and what is it? But it's clear that because we have so many businesses flocking to us, that we're doing something right. Of course, you know, under your tutelage, we're a district of distinction for CTE. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. not something that's small. That's amazing to say that we're definitely moving, you know, in the right direction. Like I said, my son is only 9, so it's not much he could do at this point. But I mean, this is the future. This is the wave. And I think it's so amazing for our community, our stakeholders, to know exactly how much our businesses are investing in our kids, because you see the value in our children just like we do. So that I just wanted, of course, our public to know that it doesn't have to be the traditional, you go to college right out of high school. It's so many different ways to get to where you are today, because it's going to continue to make an impact.
Right.
So it's really mm-hmm. important.
And the environment right now, it's so unique because the workforce is aging.
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
and if you can get in right now and build those relationships and that get that experience, I mean, the world is yours. So
yes,
they really
yes.
need to get in there right now and take advantage of those opportunities.
That's true.
They're in a position to write their own ticket.
That's it. There you go. That's it. In position to write your own ticket. I love that. So how can schools, students, or even parents stay involved as this program grows? Because again, this is we're launching it essentially, right? Launched mm-hmm. a couple weeks ago. But of course, by the time this podcast comes out, we're going to be well working towards, you know, what the program could be. So how can our parents and our community, how can they stay involved to see how this program is going to grow?
I think one thing that we do that's really cool is we offer a hiring series that we do here at the center. So I think once these kids go through, maybe even we add that in for this summertime, that you guys come and interview our kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be awesome.
The summertime internship. Yeah. Because what we do is we do a hiring day. And at that point, parents get to come see our kids do this, you know, signing and on the dotted line. That's kind of fun to get parents involved in. And
yes.
And, you know, then you got the word of mouth going.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that, you know, can happen from that. So that's getting parents involved. But then we, at the center, we also have parent night. I know there's one coming up, I think, Thursday.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Where it's an open house for here. So that's getting parents involved. And then, I mean, I don't know if you think of any other way.
We'll have this podcast out before then. So we'll make sure to put it out.
Well, we also have March 19th. We're going to have a parent night just for the program.
Okay, great.
Because I wanted the parents to be exposed to what's available for their kids in the program. So, and G's going to come and be there to answer questions for the parents. So
it'll
be another great opportunity for
them. So make sure you share that with us so we can put that out there. We want to make sure we share that out widely, because actually that was my last question to ask you. How do we find out more? But you've answered that for me, Mr. Johnson, which is great, right? But of course, I think it's wonderful for our families to get involved. In particular, because I think as a parent, sometimes you obviously want your child to be in a field that's going to be lucrative. You don't want to be paying for your kids for forever. And beyond that, GE is such a name. It's a staple mm-hmm. in many of our mm-hmm. households. So it's brand recognition. It's, to me, it speaks volumes again about the impact that A-Leaf is making, but also with the business industry is seeing, hey, we need to fill it. Like you said, Mr. Johnson, we have an aging workforce. It just kind of is what it is. Why not jump in with both feet at this particular time? So I'm really thankful that, of course, Ms. Baker and of course GE and everyone that was able to really help procure this partnership and relationship for A-Leaf ISD, because the sky is definitely the limit for our children. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could just imagine, I'm pretty sure you guys have as well, about yeah. what that'll look like.
And can I share one more thing?
Absolutely.
Even though we're kind of working directly with GE, we can take people and students from other programs also.
Great, okay.
So it's open to other students in other areas, other disciplines. So we don't want kids to think you have to just be in our program. Yeah. It's open to other areas also.
Okay, so yeah. what are some of those areas specifically that you could probably think of?
Automotive, okay. electrical, architecture, construction. Yeah.
Anything really.
Engineering.
Yeah. Engineering.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. great.
Yeah. And that's the thing, right? And you know, one thing I would tell the students is you don't have to know everything, right? Mm, and mm-hmm, and that's mm-hmm. that's why I have a job, is because my job is to teach people that have been hired how to do what we need them to do, right? Mm-hmm. So we don't expect them to come to us with all of the knowledge and
with
how
all
to
the
do
answers,
everything,
right. Mm-hmm.
right? We want them to be excited, engaged, mechanically inclined, have a safety mindset mm-hmm. and willing to learn, you know, and if they're willing to learn and be taught, we will tell them teach them everything they need to know. So don't be afraid to, you know, to reach out there and apply, right, to different positions. All you can be told is no,
right,
which you'll be told a lot. But
that's
okay.
Important for kids to know right?
You just need one person to
say
yes.
yes. That's right. Yeah. That's right. And I'm glad you also mentioned about the type of student or employee that you're looking for, because yeah. I think at this stage, most kids really don't know what they don't know.
Right.
And they sometimes feel like they have to know everything, because that's what social media says, that you have to be perfect and you have to know all the things. But it's so important for our kids to hear from you, someone that's in the field, again, who did not begin his career traditionally in a certain way, to say, hey, listen, I just want you to be open to learning more, to just really wanting to see the world differently. And again, it doesn't have to be this, you're just a straight engineering major or whatever. Like, we can take and mold and create you into the person
Absolutely.
That, you know, you're supposed to be. Yeah. So I think that's wonderful for everyone to hear.
Any of the students coming out of any of these programs should mm-hmm. feel confident that they've got the skills to come work for us.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love it.
And we will be having a field trip to
the
Learning Center later in the year. So.
And later this school year.
Yes.
Perfect. So we'll definitely help to share that out. We'll help to, of course, uplift, again, one of our most amazing partnerships here. Mm-hmm. Again, Ms. Baker, I want to say thank you specifically, of course, for this. You have done amazing job at the helm of CTE, along with your amazing
Absolutely.
Staff. And, of course, our partners here with GE. We're so eternally grateful to have you here right here in A-Leaf. So we're so excited to have you here. So, again, we'll be looking forward to that information you're going to share with us. We'll make sure we have this podcast out before you have another event coming up.
Right.
So again, thank you all so much for tuning in to Impact Ed. This was really an impactful, for lack of a better term, podcast that we had today. So again, thank you to our guests. Thank you so much to our business community, really, just for being here and supporting A-Leaf ISD. As always, make sure to follow us on YouTube, Facebook, X, Instagram, LinkedIn. Visit us on our website at www.aleafisd.net. And we will see you again next time. Bye-bye.
This has been an AMP production.